Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shirim and Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. This is the fourth shir. We saw the Yesod HaGadol, the two dinim in Milchama. One is in Shalom Milchama. One is Biza, Milchon Bizayon, just to the din Kilui, just destroying what belongs to them. That's what we saw as the din in the Torah of the Taf, taking the Taf, because that's the Rishus, that's the Rechush of the father. And Mimela, that's part of the Bizoi. There's the Mammon, and then there's the children. So as part of destroying their money, you take it away, and then there's another din of biza of shalal, of taking spoils, and that is midin kibush milchama. Kibush milchama, that's apportioned half to the king, half to the, and then to the rest of the soldiers and the people back in the camp. So those are the two dinim in shalal milchama. One is midin kilui, to destroy it, which you do by taking it, or actually destroying it, and the other is midin kibush, that you captured it and it's yours. And we saw nafgamina, and that was those are the previous shiurim. And now we're continuing on. We saw a beautiful pshat in the Machshir and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sari Dalet Amid Beis. And now we're continuing to explain the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tes Amid Aleph. The Gemara there says, Leka midam de Yisrael shari lakum aser. There's nothing that is permitted for the Jews, and for the Goyim, it's aser. Frek the Gemara, aye, what about you, fas toyar? That's mutter for Jews, aser for goyim. The Gemara says no. Hasam yishim delav b'nei kibush ninu. So the reason there is it's not that it's mutter for the Jews and aser for the goyim. It's because they're b'chlal not even shach. They're not b'nei kibush. So in the Chibus Chasim Sofer, in Yeridei and Simen Yotes, the Dvar Avrom in Chelik Aleph Simen Yot Aleph. Dvar Avrom talks a lot about these nyanim. So they ask Akasha, what about the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Chesam at Aleph? Does Kenyan kibush Mulchama ba'akum? So what do you mean the Gemara says, Lav b'nei kibush? And they know, of course they're b'nei kibush. So what do you mean now, Lav b'nei kibush? The Gemara in Gittin says they are b'nei kibush. So as we spoke about at length in Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, Subshad is they don't have a proper din milchama. In other words, we have a Sanhedrin. If we wouldn't have a proper din milchama, wouldn't have Gidrei milchama, then we also wouldn't be allowed to take it fast tire. So that's that's what it means when it says that they don't have b'nei kibush, that they don't have a din milchama like we have. So the problem is the Gemara says, Lashon HaGemara is lav b'nei kibush ninu. It doesn't say lav b'nei milchama ninu. And they're definitely b'nei kibush. They can definitely capture, like we spoke about in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. Again, we have a kasha. How can the Gemara say they're not b'nei kibush? Of course goyim are b'nei kibush. So we have a Mefurash Gemara like that. So we have to look at the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah, there in Sanhedrin writes, Koloma lo nitna lem rishus lichboish es ha'aretz k'mo shenitna lem Yisrael. They weren't given rishus to capture the land like it was given to the Jewish people, meaning that bivadai they have a din kibush and they have a din kinyan. But it's not the same din kibush that was given to the Jewish people, that by Jewish people, besides the din kinyan kibush, there's also a kinyan mitzad chiyuv kilui that gives them a din zchiya b'memoinam. They also have to destroy their money, which they do by taking it away. And the din yifas toyar v'zeh nekudapo, zeh anyan, zeh oketz, ha-din yifas toyar chal mikoyach din kilui. This din yifas toyar is chal because of the din kilui that was said about the zecharim. Part of the kilui of zecharim is taking their money. And part of the din of kilui is taking their yifas toyars. Shebezel and akevos chayil midin zeh yudin yifas toyar miparshas yifas toyar. Uvidin zeh akum lav b'nei kibush ninu. They don't have that. They don't have this din of kilui on the moment of the enemy, in Memela, they don't have the din of Yifas Torah. That's what it means they're not B'nai Kibush. And that's why they don't have the parish of Yifas Torah. As Advarim Yushavim, Alpia Yad Ramah, Sheyad Ramah Kotev, Lonit and Lemeshus Lichbos Torah. They don't have the same parameters of Kibush that we do. They have din Kibush in Kenyan. But they don't have the same din Kibush that we have, because we also have a din Kilui, and part of the din Kilui includes taking a Yifas Torah. עכשיו אנחנו נעבור לרשי. רשי שם כותב, לאב בני, לא ניתנה ארץ לכבוש קים לישראל. שאף לישראל לא התייפס תואל במוחמה על ידי כיבוש. The land wasn't given to capture. It was only given to capture to the Jews. And even the Jews were only permitted in the יפס תואר if they have a מוחמה through כיבוש. In other words, the משמעות of רשי is that goyim are completely mufka mikibush aretz. Lo nitna aretz lichbosh kim liyisrael. Shaf liyisrael lo ti yafas toyal b'mocham ha'idei kibush. Mashkno, goyim are mufka midin kibush. Not like the Yad Ramah. Yad Ramah sounds like they are shaykh to kibush. It's not like us. Moshe nidlam liyisrael. Aval afi rashi, mashmut ha'lashon nota lomar, שהם בכלל מופקעים מדיני כיבוש. אז איך נסביר את רש"י? הגענו לשוקת שבורה. אז בעל כורחנו, כוונת רש"י, כדברי החתם סופר, ודבר אברון, שגם בישראל בואי לדיני מלחמה ידי סנהדרין. The Jews also need all the parameters of מלחמה ידי סנהדרין for the heter ויפס תורה. And only then can they capture the land. In other words, ניתנה בזכות, ולא באמת, they have a schus, because they have the proper דיני מלחמה. They follow דיני מלחמה. מה שאין כן לגויים, they don't have דיני מלחמה, ולא דיני מלחמה, ולא ניתנה בזכות לכבוש את הארץ. So before, they're capturing it because of power. Because of force, by their mighty force, they're taking the land. אבל זה לא בגדרי מלחמה. ולכן, הם לא יכולים לקחת יפס תואר, כי יפס תואר אפשר לקחת רק אם יש גדרים של מלחמה שנתנו דווקא לישראל. והתר יפס תואר, לא כל כיוון שאין על זה דין מלחמה. They don't have a דין מלחמה, therefore they can't take a יפס תואר. אבל בכל זאת, מה פשר לשון הגמרא, לאו בני כיבוש ננו? ודייקנו, לא כתוב לאו בני מלחמה, כמו שלמדו החסם סופר, והדבר עברו מקובנו. אז אפשר לומר כך, אולי, שמה שנקט, שוב, על פי תורת מורינו ורבינו. אבל מורינו ורבינו אומר, יש לומר קצת, זאת אומרת, זה לא מוכח, זה לא מוכרח. אז מה שנקטה הגמרא, when the Gemara says they're not בני כיבוש, and it doesn't say לאו בני מלחמה, the nidon is the סיבה למלחמה, בדרך כלל, when they're waging war, it's in order to be koivesh es ha'oretz. So there, the parsha of milchama was given to the Jewish people through, and they can capture the land through their war. That's how they can do the kibush. So it's talking about the siba for the milchama is the kibush. And therefore there's a din milchama because they want to be koivesh. Mashen ken ba'akum, they weren't given the parsha, and therefore wasn't given lichbosh, bischus, rather it was only given b'koach. And also other sibas ha-milchama don't give the goyim a din milchama. And memela, they're not the memela in a milchama vein behetu yufas toya. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that when something is forbidden to Jews, it's also forbidden to goyim. But here, they're not even in the parasha, because we have the parasha of milchama, and they don't have the parasha of milchama. So we have a Sanhedrin, they don't have a Sanhedrin. Therefore, they can capture. They have kibush melchama midin bekoach, but not b'schus. And we have it b'schus because we have the Sanhedrin and we have gidrei melchama, and that's what allows us to take the yafas Torah. And the Gemara says lav b'nei kibush really means lav b'nei melchama, and the kibush is the reason for waging the war. But akolpana, we have a yad rama who says that their kibush is not like our kibush, meaning they have a kibush. They have a kibush. And they have a kinyan, but it's not the din kibush and kinyan that we have, because we have mitzad kilui, and our kinyan mitzad kilui, our kibush mitzad kilui gives us the right to take their yafas Torah, whereas the goyim don't have that. They just have kibush, but they don't have kilui. And then we saw in Rashi the Mashmo says they're mufka legamrei b'dinei melchama. We know that they're not. So it must be Gidrei Melchama. They don't have proper Gidrei Melchama, and therefore they can't take Yafas Torah, whereas Jews do. Akopanim comes out there, but they're not in our parasha. They don't have this special parasha of Melchama, and they don't have this special parasha of Kilui, and therefore they can't take Yafas Torah. But it's not that it's mutter for us and us for them. They're not even in the parasha B'chla. If they would be, then they'd be allowed just like us. In the Gemara in Chulan Adav Peites, אמר רבי אבא, כושל גזל הנאכל של פילו צדיקים כמו רמנין יכולים להחזירו, שנאם בבלדאי רק אשר אכלו הנערים. So it's very difficult when you eat up gezel, even צדיקים כמו we can't give it back, because Avram says that you have to let the נערים, I'm not taking the what was taken in war, but the נערים can take. So the אכילס נערים במלחמת סדום, the משמעות says, it was בגזל, it can't be returned. And therefore he says that whatever the Naram took, they can keep, because they can't return it. And so we see there in Rashi, Ibn Maschilim, Avram says, Imichot v'atzrochnal, he doesn't want to be nanim in a gezel. Right? So it's Mashmila Mochama, there was gezel, so to Rashi, and so to 17a, but Ibn Maschil b'schar, Hevriach atzmoy min a gezel, frekta ma'arsho, Zoyto, how does Avram say, V'chelek ha'nashim asher yichlochu iti, Yikhu chelkam. It's gezel. So what is he saying? That they can take their chelek if it's gezel. If it was already eaten, it was eaten. But if it wasn't eaten, how can they take the gezel? V'chein harei mochal melech stoim al hakol. Shenemar v'arechush kachlach. Melech stoim was moichal. So what's the gezel? Who's he stealing from? The Maharsha says also matzu managayus, like we see in Bava Kama Kuf Tesvav, that it was being saved from bandits, so it's like hefker. As a sheila, yefo yesh po gezel. As lefi dvareinu nera kach, we have to understand. If there was Kenyan Kibush Muhammad B'chlar, what was the Gezel? Well, where do we see in Midas Chasidus not to be Noita Me'abiza Ve'ashalo? So Maishna Avroam that he didn't want to take from the Shalo. What's the problem B'chlar? Where's the Midas Chasidus Yeshpo? Putting aside Gezel. There's a Kenyan Kibush Muhammad. So we see in the Dvar Avroam in Chelek Aleph and Simon Aleph that Kinyan Kibush is mitzad almus, it's because of force. Ayn sham, u'bimizgeret zov, l'simen alef sham, u'bidvarav b'chelek bey, simen vov. V'arei vadai, geder gezelu. So in other words, since it's being taken by force, there is this concept of gezel. And therefore, it's shayach l'fnim b'shur sedim l'gabe avram, not to be nana. So that's all Kenyan Kibush Da'akam of Yisrael. Is din nosaf. There's zechiyah miparshas harigas as chorim. That when you kill the males and you're mechalem emoinam and you destroy their money, so part of that, that's all in the context of shalom, of biza, that you destroy the males and also their money. You take away their money. That's part of killing the males, like we've been speaking about in these four shiurim. And that has nothing to do with gezel. Adarabah, this is a chiyuv. This wasn't a Jewish war that there's going to be a din miparshas hariga zcharim v'kili mimona. So as far as Avraham Avinu was concerned, just taking something by force is gezel, and he doesn't have the parasha of hariga zcharim v'kili mimona. It wasn't a Jewish war. So the Na'arim, they are holding by Avram Shita, and therefore it's Gezeldik, taking something by force, even in war, when there's no din of Kilui Mamonim. And therefore, Kasha Gezel Anechal, because you can't return it, it was already consumed. So again, this is all lefnim mishuras hadin. So Avraham Avinu wanted to be noig lefnim mishuras hadin because there's this inyan of taking something by force, which isn't so gishmak. So Avraham Avinu wanted to avoid it, so too the Na'arim, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. When it says kasha gezel ha-nechal, it was already eaten, so it's too late, but there is an inyan of gezel over here. But Avraham Avinu was tovea the chelek, mi'ikar adin. Ikar adin, he was tovea the chelek for those who went with him, that they should be able to have a shalom. They're allowed to take their chelek because Ikar Adin, they're allowed to have it. Midin Kibush. Chelek Hanashim, like the Pasuk says, Asher Hochu Iti, Aner Eshkol Mamre, Hem Yikhu Chelkam. So that's Ikar Adin. Ikar Adin, they're allowed to take it because they were Kovish. So what about the Mechil of Melech Stom that the Marsha asked about? There's no Ginyan of Gzeil at all. So the Maisa, it doesn't matter the Melech Stom was Moichel. The Maisa is not his, because they were Kona B'Kibush. Ve'ena de Makno Moichel Ma'ashenu Shalo. You can't be Makni, you can't be Moichel, what's not yours, it wasn't his. So therefore, Klapi Shmaya, in this Klapi Shmaya, Ein Lodin Mitzad Mechil, there's no Mechil here to talk about. Who's Melech Stom? They took it from the enemy. So there was a Sinyan of Kibush, Mi'ikar Adin was Mutu to take, but Lefnim B'Shtur Nizim was Gezel. El Avram Elder was Gezel from he didn't want to take. Akasha Gezel Anechal, the Na'arim who ate, that's considered, they were holding like Avram, so that's Lefnim Mishur HaSadin. That's considered Gezel. And now they can't return it anymore. And only on Ereshkol and Mamre, saying Yichu Chelkom, that's Meikar Adin. But then Aram would have returned it, but the Kasha Gezel Anecha, because it can't be returned. So it's too late. But on Ereshkol and Mamre, you see, he was Avram Avinu demanded their Chelek, because they're allowed to have it Meikar Adin. So he's talking Meikar Adin to Akoponim. We learned there are two inyanim of Shalal. There's taking it Mitzad Kibush Mulchama, and there's a Din Chalukah. And there's also an inyan of Kilui, like we have in the Parsha that we saw in the Torah, where it says in Shmos, in Dvorim, in Perek Chof, in Pasuk, Yud Gimel Yud Dalid, Rakanashim Tafim Shochol Shibuchol Shal Tavoiz Lach. So there's an inyan of Shalal that besides destroying the Zacharim, like we have in the previous Pasuk, you're also taking away their money. We taught the chiyuv by the children, by the zacharim, by the nashim, it's rishus, but it's not mamainim. Only the chiyuv to take mamainim, and therefore we learn in this year we learn about the inyan of yifas toar. Yifas toar is midin the chiyuv. That's midin kilui. Taking the yifas toar is also midin kilui mamonim. Marsha ein kain. When it comes to And that's what we saw in the Yad Ramah. And we saw Avraham Avinu also didn't want to take. He didn't want to take it. It was Midin Zechiyah, Memela. Midin Kilui, that's a Chiyuv. But if it's just Midin Kibush, there's an Indian of taking by force like this on the Dvar Avram. And then Avraham Avinu and his Naram wanted to avoid. Naram, it's too late. They ate the Gezel, so it's too late. But at least they were holding like Avram, that it was an Indian of Gezel. If Avram didn't want to take either, of course. And as far as the people with him on Ereshkol Mamre, he demanded their chelik as Meikar Adin. They're allowed to take it midin kibush mulchama. So that concludes our analysis of the first part of this Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. And then the Rambam goes on and says, "Bamed varamur milchem es reshus shimshara umois aval b'shiva amin v'amalik shalashim anichan mishama." So he only killed the zacharim of milchem es reshus, other nations. But the seven nations and a Amalek, that they didn't make peace, you don't leave a neshama. Shneamar kein tanaset lechol rak meir amin lo tasa chay kol neshama chinor Amalek timchaseich Amalek when ain shem dav belu shalshim b'shneam lo yisayir shalshim al Israel built yachid yoshua given as a kol lakhu b'mulchama kimeis Hashem ha'isa lechazeg eslibam likras mulchama es Israel amanechvimem mechlal sheshochulam l'shalom v'lo kiblu givaldik. So our avoda in the next year is to start a new series, Perek Vav Halacha Dalet, and learn this part of the Rambam. V'yesh b'ze harbe ma lomar, morai v'rabotai. As coming attractions, a lot to look forward to, a lot of gishmak Torah. Gevaldik, okay, this is not going to be a short ride. It's going to be a very, very enjoyable ride, but a longer one. Okay, so please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.